This is the meeting of the Pacific Affiliate Task Force on September the 5th, 2013. I'm Heather Gray, the chair of the committee or the task force and affiliate director on the Pacifica National Board, here with the secretary of the task force, Teresa Allen, who will take the role of who is at the meeting. Thank you, Teresa.
Well, I'll identify the people that have already been on the roll. We've already approved the agenda, and we've approved the minutes of our last meeting. And the people that are on this call are Chandra Hopman, John Crumshaw, Teresa Allen, Serene Roberts, Sean Rhodes, Heather Gray, Dina Colbert, Ursula Rudenberg. Is there anyone on the call whose name I did not name? All right. And we are currently getting the report from our affiliate director, Ursula Rudenberg. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Teresa. Ursula.
Okay, so so that's behind us now. There is a number, quite a few stations have indicated they're looking elsewhere for new service, so it was a little bit of a setback for us. The situation with Free Speech Radio News is that in the essence of Pacifica being able to finish our audit at this point, we're not able to acquire the money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and this is money that goes to Free Speech Radio News. And because of their...
Ursula, can I give you an update?
Yeah.
The order was approved.
Yeah. Okay,
can you hear me,
Chandra?
Yeah. It just happened, so I just wanted to let you know, and everybody.
Yeah. So what Chandra, I think, is referring to is that because the way the FSRN bylaws are set up, they have to give their employees 3 weeks' notice if they're not able to make payroll. And so I think that's what Chandra, what you're saying just happened. And they indicated to us that they were going to also notify the affiliates. And I've been in very close contact with Alan Searle, who's the manager of Free Speech Radio News, and he felt very strongly, as I did, that the news really should come from Pacifica because they really are clients. They have the contract with us, and so Free Speech Radio News did give me a day to do that. So I think everybody that takes Free Speech Radio News has been notified. It's about 70 to 80 stations. And I think they've all been notified. I did ask Summer to show a show of support, and so she wrote a statement, which is included, which was sent to all of our affiliates who take the newscast. And it basically explains that we can't pay them right now, and it's inconclusive as to whether it will be possible to pay them really enough to keep the newscast going in the future. So it's not, I'll be honest, it's not entirely clear to me yet where the foundation stands on this. My situation is that with all of these, kind of events, I get, we have almost 200 affiliates, 70 to 80 of these are involved with this. So I get a lot of very pointed questions and have to respond on some level. So of course, stations want to know, should they be shutting the new, should they be replacing this newscast or not? And, to be really frank, I don't really know what to say. It's not clear to me how much of this is really the end of the newscast or how much of this is procedural and whether there is a save in the future. I honestly can't tell at this point. I do feel that we probably have to give ourselves a deadline for making a definitive statement to affiliates, and that deadline probably has to be within a week and a half latest. So it does, at some point, something has to, some sort of decision has to be made by Pacifica, I think, as to you know, what we can and can't do, and take an official position. I right now I don't know what that is. The Free Speech Radio News board did vote to work together with the affiliates program to secure underwriting for the station, I mean for the newscast, and are still interested in doing that. And I have made an initial proposal for that, and shown it once to our lawyer. He was kind enough to kind of informally give me initial feedback so that I could continue working on it. And so I've done that. And at this point, I would be in favor of moving ahead with that. I've spoken with Heather about it. Heather seemed to have some ideas about it, too. I think that, according to Alan, probably it would cover somewhere between 10 and 20% of the money they needed. So it's not a total fix for the situation. Question two is whether it can happen in time, because they are now going through the motions of already shutting down. So, pretty serious situation for the broadcast, I mean, for the affiliates program. Really does put our future into question.
This is Teresa. I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I'm very ashamed that Pacifica has not been able to properly negotiate payment to Free Speech Radio News. I think that every director on our national board should ask that we get to the bottom of this, and specifically talk to the people, especially in finance, on the finance committee. I wish people would hear from WPFW. I can only assume it's because people from several stations are not paying fees to the national office, that we don't have any money since we don't have the CPB money. So I hope that it's a high priority with us, because this has been a lingering problem for several years. Thank you for listening.
Well, let me just be clear about one thing. This problem is not lingering anymore. I mean, this really is. They really are shutting down the newscast now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I need to impress upon, you know, you that this is not an abstraction. This is, they are shutting the newscast down. So, you know, if there's any will or interest in doing something about this, it has to be immediate and concrete. This is no longer a topic of discussion. You know, this is a reality that's going to have huge implications. And, I don't know how else to say it. I'm certainly willing and happy to work with anybody, but the truth is that, you know, you can run around and look for money a lot, but unless there is a real decision on the part of the organization that this is a priority and that there will be a structure in place to make this work, it doesn't even help to get money, you know, the kind of...
Well, I have a question for John Crumshaw. John, are you on finance? John Crumshaw. I can't hear you, John.
No.
Well,
he was on earlier, so I don't know where he is now.
Well, no. Maybe he was on his cell and went out of range or something. I mean, I can send an email to the national board and ask the question, why are we being told that Free Speech Radio News has not been paid, and what are we intending, and I can ask the executive director and the board what we're going to do about it. Do you want me to do that?
Are you
I mean, I can
tell
you what
she'll say. Resolution? Okay, go ahead.
I think we all know what she's going to say. She's going to say she doesn't have the money. I mean, I think it's a pretty straightforward situation right now. She doesn't have the money. I don't perceive any ill will on Summer's part. I think she would like to pay them. I don't think she has it.
Green for the staff.
Marissa?
I mean,
I'm sorry. Who just spoke?
I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Is this Serene?
Yes.
Yes, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I have three questions. One is, I think it would be very, well, once more, well, fine. I think it would be a good idea if you could join. And, you know, whatever the process is for this, well, it's great. We actually have the vice chair on the call. And I think it would be a good idea if the PND could hear from you directly. I don't think, there's been no real discussion about Al Jazeera and the loss of Al Jazeera. We knew it was coming, but I am unaware of any plans to either try to get Al Jazeera America in radio form or to find an adequate replacement for it. And since it is a product that, you know, I think you said, what did you say, 80 people, 80 or so stations use? Or
About 30 took it. Serene, I can respond to that. I did speak with Al Jazeera America. They are not interested at this time in working with us, and indicated that they probably won't be. They did tell me upon being pushed, they said that I could call them sometime in September again. But what they explained to me is that they are probably not looking to distribute through us. It looks like they may want to distribute it themselves. So they, I think that we have tried. Pardon me?
Sorry, on radio, you mean?
That's what it sounds like.
Because, you know, they're underwriting NPR right now, by the way, in case people haven't heard.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, I think we have pushed as hard as we can to work with them, and they consistently give us an answer of saying that they, at least at this time, are absolutely not prepared to talk to us about it.
Okay.
About other services, I have been casting about quite a bit with the help of a number of affiliates, and to be really honest, to me it seems like Deutsche Welle is the one option that seems to have some promise, because it sounds like they may not charge for it, and that's the farthest I've gotten. We've been looking for something, and with the help of our affiliate in Santa Barbara, that we seem to have found that that's the best option. So, you know, in my spare time, I'm trying to hunt them down. But it's a very intense time right now for me. It's very, very hard to meet all of the various responsibilities. It's it's incredible. But I am trying to track them down, and I had a number of leads and. But everything takes time, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the answer to that question.
Okay,
just before you, I'm sorry, Serene, did you have another question or comment?
Yeah, I have another question first. On the FSRN tip, when last I had time to go through the grids, not all of our stations are actually carrying FSRN. When I say all of our stations, I mean the five sisters. I'm wondering if, in spite of that, and although we just did, what was it, 2 days, I think, for the archives, which is another essential entity, I'm wondering if we can try something like that for FSRN. I know every station needs money, and every station is going to be going into fund drive in early October, if not sooner, but, you know, we don't have a national news program other than FSRN at this point, and it seems worth retaining. So is there any thought, or has there been any talk of doing some special pitch, whether it's an on-air, six-air concentrated thing where they, you know, bring some of their reporters on so you actually get a feel for who you're dealing with and some of their highlights, or what?
I have not heard any talk about that.
I would like to propose that we pass a motion here about that, and also that we invite you to join the PND call, if you can stand it, next Thursday for a little bit. Because I think it's important that directors hear what you're hearing from our affiliate station, you know, on our, at least on those two products, if not the general relationship or whatever. And I don't think you've had a chance to even address this new board formally. Did you? Hello?
Hello?
I don't know what you mean by address the new board formally.
Meaning I think we got a written handout from
some affiliate people.
But I don't think Ursula has spoken with the 2013 board, which includes more than half of the board, I think, might be relatively new. And they need to have a feel for the work that she does. The affiliates are an important part of the structure.
I believe we gave them not just a handout. We gave them a whole booklet on what the affiliates
and
does.
When I say an opportunity to address, I mean to speak with and take questions from the PNB. I think it would be important for folks are busy, and particularly for people who are both new and busy, and every station is in crisis on some level. I don't know how much attention has been paid. Sure, you know, we don't all read everything that we're handed. So my question is about Ursula having an opportunity to actually address the board.
So what is your motion, Shereen?
So, well, I don't know that I can actually phrase it properly doing what I'm doing at the moment, but I have, a two-part motion or two separate motions. I don't care how we deal with it. But one would propose some special fundraising for payment for FSRN. And the other would essentially invite Ursula to meet with the PND, perhaps in both open and closed session, when we meet on next week, actually. We come today.
I apologize.
I got cut off.
Were you? Was that Ursula?
Yeah, I got cut off.
Okay.
I'm back.
Oh dear.
So I want to just ask. Thank you for that, Shereen. I just want to ask. Now, Teresa, you are also making some recommendation as well, right? Were you making that into a motion?
You're speaking to Teresa, aren't you?
What did I say? Teresa, yes.
No. I didn't hear her, so I thought maybe I missed something.
Yeah, no, thank you, Shereen. I just wanted to make it. I just want to ask Teresa. Teresa, you were recommending something as well to the board, right?
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yes. I would like to ask the national. Hello.
Go ahead.
I would like to ask the national board what their plan is for FSRN and how they're going to be paid.
Okay. So,
Teresa, Heather, can I say something?
Who is that? Ursula.
Ursula.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead. Yeah.
Serena, I really appreciate what you're saying. I mean, the intent of it. I do want to make a comment about it, though, because I'm speaking as a staff person here, and I know, you know, I know what it's like for the staff people. And, the stations are just, like, on their knees with fundraising. They are just beside themselves with trying to hold on to their audience. And I'm just wondering if this might not be a case where the board might be willing to do something else to raise money other than to go to the same old groove of asking the stations to raise it, because I don't think the stations can do very much anymore. And there's got to be opportunities that the board must know people. They must be able to, you know,
I'm just asking, is this the time when the board could think of other ways to raise money off air than to use that? Because I don't think it's going to succeed very much.
Well, this is Teresa. I'd like to say something.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I think that's why my motion would be more appropriate. I don't care whether it is a nationwide fundraiser or whether somebody finds a benefactor to pay the fees or if we get the money from CPB. But I would like to know whether there is a commitment on the part of the national board and the executive director to continue this program. I think it's a valuable service to our affiliate. And your idea, Ursula, you tried very hard to get permission to get underwriting for them. I mean, I hear Jim Hightower brought to us by so-and-so, and I hear Writer's Almanac by Garrison Keillor brought to us by, like, the National Poetry Foundation or whatever. I do not understand why we couldn't actually find an ethical nonprofit, an ethical underwriter, somebody that believes in what they do and is another nonprofit that can actually fund this program. If we can get a commitment to pay them until we get the underwriting organized.
Oh, I will say that it's kind of a new development that the board of directors of the organization that owns Free Speech Radio News actually voted to work with the affiliates program to raise money and to start with this underwriting project. That's actually that's a completely new development. And I think what I'm trying to say is if the will and the interest was there on our part, we have more of we have more to work with than we did a little while ago. They were much less willing to work with us a few months ago than they are now.
I need to step back here for a moment. Serene, I know you were offering your motion. We didn't have it seconded, actually. So let me just ask if anyone would be interested in seconding the motion from Serene. Is there a second?
If you add the word nationally, because she, this is Dina,
mm-hmm.
I think she meant it but didn't say it, and I wanted it in the proposal. That you are suggesting that we nationally, including the affiliates, go on a one-day or a half-day or two-hour, whatever, fundraising drive for immediate relief. I just want to understand first what I'm seconding.
Well, Heather,
yes.
I think there's also a legal issue here because I don't think the FCC will really allow us to raise money for another organization.
A good point. That's true, too. That's true.
But they're in contract
That's a good point. Yeah, right. No, that's right.
Are they in contract with us?
Well, we could say, Teresa for the stack.
Teresa, go ahead.
Well, I didn't, wait. I didn't get answers to my first question with Serene, and I didn't get an answer from Ursula with my second question.
Teresa, hold on just a moment. Let's get some of these answers, and then we'll come to you. So the question was whether or not Serene would put in a national initiative, right, in her motion.
Is that what
so,
she meant?
Is
meaning
that what you meant,
that
Serene?
The affiliates are included in this.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I've been saying yes.
A national initiative, yeah. Okay,
yes.
All right. So,
and was the intent that it also include affiliate stations?
Yes. Everyone, to whom the program would normally be available, whether or not they carry it.
Okay.
I don't think affiliates can do it. I mean, in answer to your question, Dina, it might be possible for us to say that we're raising money to fulfill our contract with FSRN. I'm not sure if that's legal or not. That's kind of working it a little bit. But even if we do that, the affiliates can't raise money for us.
They would not be able to carry this special?
Not if we're raising money for Pacifica to pay FSRN. No, we can't do that.
So I think I need to step in here for a moment because I think, and Teresa's on the stack, but I think the issue is that some people on the members of the task force think that we should take some kind of initiative to raise money some way, shape, or form. And so, and Teresa was recommending that we bring this to the board and try to come up with some ideas, I think. But anyway, Teresa, I don't want to speak for you. But you now, Teresa, you are next, so please make your comment or question.
Yeah, I would say I'm not going to vote for this motion because I think it's too specific. And even if we did have a national fundraiser, and when that money ran out, if we made it a low priority and didn't pay them again, then we're not achieving what we need to. I want a commitment from the national board and the executive director that this is a higher priority, and specifically, how are we going to fund it? So if they say, okay, if the executive director says to the board, okay, I think it should be a high priority, do you want us to have a national day fundraising day? Fine. But I think that there should be a variety of means that we use to fund it. Not just the, and you know what, and I'm going to send an email to the national board whether or not you back me up, because I think this is a legitimate question. I just feel like people, pardon the expression, it's been jerked around, and I'm being jerked around. I don't think people have to understand, well, I think that board members should understand how serious the affiliates program is to Pacifica. We in community radio need to hang together. And this, we've been saying, this is important, and other things always seem to come up. So I'm asking for a commitment and a priority to and an appreciation of the affiliates program.
Thank you for that, Teresa. I do want to just step back again now. Dina, did you second the motion? Did you second the motion?
No, what I was trying to do was ascertain what the exact motion was, but I would like to publicly state that the intention of that motion is something that is very favorable. I don't think the motion as it stands is workable, and so I can't second it now that I understand it better. And thank you, Ursula and Teresa, for clarifying the situation.
I do want to mention that Serene's motion had two parts. One was to do this fundraising, and the other was to have Ursula make a presentation before the board about the affiliate program, which is true. She's not done this yet with this board. So
this is Dina.
How would you approach that, Serene?
Actually, if I could just go back to the other point first. Well, I'm saying we were meeting on Thursday, and I know there are a great many things to discuss, but there will always be a great many things to discuss, and this is not insignificant. Our affiliate revenues are a vital part of our budget, even if we just want to look at it in terms of dollars and cents. So I do think it needs to happen, and I don't see why it shouldn't happen now as opposed to, sometime in October or whatever the case is. It's overdue. So there may be aspects of the conversation that need to happen in closed session, in which case I would ask that we reschedule Ursula for the, assuming, you guys agree that this is a good thing to do, that we schedule her for the last part of the open session and the first part of the closed session. So she does not have to be on the phone, until 12:30 or something. as the rest of us will.
And this is basically to make a presentation about the affiliate program, is that correct?
About
and entertain questions?
About the affiliate programs and also about how the changes, certainly to the two of the, I think, the three products, if you will, that we offer more than any other, you know, because we do have some stations that pick up individual shows, like Michio's on a couple of places and so on and so forth. But we have a lot of people with VN, a lot of people with FSRN, and until recently, a lot of, you know, relatively speaking, a lot of people with AJE, so.
Okay, so is there a second for that motion then?
For Ursula to be on the end of the open part and the beginning of the closed part of the session?
I'm not
necessarily wedded to the scheduling. I'm just saying I think that's a humane way to approach it so she doesn't
But that Ursula be able to speak to the 2013 board immediately about the news department and what's been going on with the affiliates. I absolutely second it.
Okay.
Is this a new motion?
This is a new motion.
It's a separate motion, not a new motion.
Yes, thank you. It's the second part of this motion. So I hope everybody has clarity about this.
Well, I'd like to say something.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm confused about the motion. I personally don't think we need to have the affiliate director give a presentation to the board for them to appreciate the affiliates program. I mean, I give a presentation to my local station board every LSB meeting, and I tell them what the affiliates are doing. You either appreciate them or not. I mean, I don't think we need a specific presentation from the general manager of KPFT for the national board to appreciate KPFT, for example.
I think board members
like Serene and John and I, and you, Heather, we need to persuade the national board to make this a higher priority and to get a commitment from them, because it's something that keeps being put on the back burner behind our legal fees, behind people at various stations not paying national fees, just not paying their national, the monies that should go to national. Ursula's collecting fees from the affiliates, which we are obviously spending on other things. And
I'm going to ask that on FSRN. Remember, we have to be careful when we're in open stream about some of the things that we talk about in terms of finances, but I certainly agree that as board members, we, I'm sure, need to do far more than we do. I think the motion, and Serene, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what Serene was saying is that Ursula needs to have the opportunity to talk about the impact of the loss of some of these programs would have on the affiliate program. I think that's primarily what you're talking about. Is that correct, Serene?
It certainly is one of the things, but, you know, I don't really see this as either or. It's not either the board makes a commitment or we try to raise money. It's not either the board, you know, appreciates it or, you know, we do a presentation. The fact is that there are a great many things occupying people's time at any given point. And it's fine to say you need to make this a priority. We have many stations. You know, and it's a totally different thing to hear the person who has been working on this for going on, 10 years now, say, this is the situation. This is our growth. This is what people look for. These are the calls that I get. You know, this is the position people are taking about the loss of the news.
Thank you, Serene. I don't mean
that this is a waste of time. I'm saying it's not as though every single moment of the board's time is usefully occupied so that this is a distraction. This is not a distraction. It's crucial.
All right, thank you. So, Dina, were you on the stack?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I just wanted to add that while the is it half the board is new in 2013? My experience is that over the same number of years, that board members really don't know anything about the affiliate programs because they are not brought up. I know, Teresa, your station knows about it because you announce something every single meeting, but the other stations don't. And when new board members come on board, they do not know about affiliate stations. Every time I've started a conversation when I was at BAI, I mean, I had programmers that had been there 30 years and still didn't know there was an affiliate program. Thought he was totally involved in BAI and knew everything about it. So that was a fairly recent experience in the last year or so. And so I know that board members need to meet Ursula. That's my sense of, that's my experience with programmers. Not
so,
managers, programmers. They don't know.
Thank you, Dina. I don't know if there are any other comments. I'd like to move on with the agenda if possible, but we do have this
John,
question on the that? Floor. Who's that? John who?
John Crumshow.
Hi, John. Yes, go right ahead, John.
Hi. I would say that in using the word meet Ursula, I think the ideal place would be an in-person meeting that would take place before the end of the year. And at that meeting, we would have plenty of time to have her meet people and discuss in more detail what the affiliates program was. We would be in Texas if the motion that I made passes, so people could find out what has been happening and the kinds of information that Teresa has been presenting. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you. I want to just mention to the task force. I would like for us to finish this up a bit so we can move on to other parts of the agenda. I know the issue is certainly important. If we pass a motion this evening, the meeting is next week. Well, this is something the board has to pass, right? If we're presenting something to the board, so it'll be hard for us to have Ursula in the meeting the next Thursday. So what I'm thinking is that if Serene wants to continue with her motion, which I'm sure that she does, that she change it to reflect the fact that we will present something to the board that the task force recognizes the importance of Ursula speaking to the board, and we want to schedule this as soon as possible, something along that line. I don't know if you would agree to that, Serene.
Well, you know, we can certainly use that language. That's fine. But, you know, frankly, Teresa turns around minutes pretty close to among the fastest of any committee that I've been hearing reports on. So, and anyone can write an email to the board to say this is what was proposed and agreed on the call tonight. So we understand that the board cannot formally vote to invite Ursula on until Thursday when we convene. However, we'd like to give her the advance notice, and we'd like to let you know why we think it's important. If we're talking about a three-week layoff notice, waiting until we maybe have a meeting in October is not going to be, you know, a responsible way to react to what we're looking at.
So actually, the motion we want to have. So what you're saying is that we do need to get something on in the meeting next week to talk about the situation, right? So we will just present this motion to the board then. We'll present it, send it to the secretary and say this needs to be on the agenda.
Well, we have to vote on it.
Well, no, we have to vote on it. Absolutely,
yeah.
We have to vote on it before we do that. But if we do pass this, then we'll just send it to the secretary and ask it to be on the agenda and talk to Ursula about her availability if she's able to join us. So, all right, so we have a motion on the floor, and do you want to repeat it?
John here. I just want to provide a point of information because the board
yes.
will be voting on whether to invite Ursula to the very meeting that she would be invited to at the meeting.
No, it's true. It's
so
a little bit complex.
That can't be. Because they have to vote and decide whether or not to invite her. It would have to be to a future meeting. It couldn't be to that meeting. Because
Finish. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
So that's all I'm saying. I think this motion makes the timing is off because they have to vote in order to invite.
No, that was the issue that I was bringing up as well. But the thing is, John, I'm sorry to be jumping in here.
Serene, hold on just a moment, please.
The thing is, the task force can present a motion to the board, right? And we want in the agenda next week to discuss this issue of what's happening with the affiliate task force. That's not unreasonable. It's just an item that we want on the agenda.
That is fine, but I understand the motion is to invite Ursula to that meeting.
I realize it sounds a little bit complex, but anyway, go ahead, Serene. You have a comment you wanted to make.
Well, I wanted to say two things. One is that I'm outdoors, so it's going to be loud. And two, my phone is dying, so it's going to be quiet. And I'm not at a place where I can plug in. So that's on that front. On the other front, there's nothing that prevents the board from issuing an invitation that is effective on the night that the agreement is made. It's not a formal thing where you have to give someone 21 days notice before they show up on the call. We're having the discussion now. I don't believe there's any problem with Robert's rules on this. And if there is, we can always decide to not observe Robert's rules for the portion of that meeting if we agree that this is an important conversation and that it needs to happen sooner rather than later. Can I just vote in support of that in the event that I do get dropped before you guys get to the vote?
Okay, thank you, Serene.
Okay.
So does somebody else, Heather, want to make a comment?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Ursula. There is a precedent for this. In the past, there was an issue where affiliate board members had to be voted on by the Pacifica National Board, and when they were voted on, they immediately joined the phone call.
I see. Thank you for that. All right, so we do have a motion on the floor. We've certainly had some discussion about this. Are there any objections to this motion?
I told you that I would be opposed to it.
You're opposed. So we need to take a vote then, Teresa, if you could call the roll.
Well, first of all, you'll have to read the motion.
Serene, are you still there?
Oh, I didn't write it, so I sure can't read it. But I can recap the essentials. Essentially, the task force recommends that the affiliates director be invited to speak with the board about the work of the affiliates and certainly about the situation introduced by the loss of Al Jazeera English and the pending loss or likely loss of FSRN.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, but could you... That's a very long motion. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I'm trying to write it as it was read, and I got Serene Roberts moved that Ursula Rutenberg be invited to the PNB. I don't know. You'll have to give it to me one more time.
To the PNB to talk about the affiliate task force, its programs, and about the impact of. You all correct me if I'm wrong, but is it the impact of the loss of Al Jazeera English and FSRN and what this will mean for the affiliate program, basically that.
Wait a minute. You said that she talked to the PNB about the affiliate task force and its programs?
About the affiliate program. Yeah.
And what else?
And the impact of the affiliate program due to the loss of Al Jazeera English
and FSRN.
And Free Speech Radio News.
Yes, and Free Speech Radio News.
So this is what I've got. Ursula Rudenberg be invited to the PNB to speak to the PNB about the affiliate program and the impact due to the loss of Al Jazeera, English, and FSRN.
Yeah, I hope that's agreeable with everyone. I think that's basically what we're talking about here. Yes, that's it. Thank you. So,
Serene, is that your motion?
I think her phone was going out.
Hello,
it's so hard for me to hear you.
John, to the staff.
I can always check the stream for the language. I think it's just about. Sorry, it's just about having the affiliate director address the speak with the PNB about the importance of the affiliate network and the impact of the changing status of AJE and FSRN.
Okay.
I don't know if that's what Heather recounted. There was a truck nearby. I couldn't hear my
bus.
Okay, Madam Chair, I think John Crumshaw wanted to say something.
Yes, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can.
Yes, go ahead, John. Yes, thank you. John?
He just muted himself.
Sorry, we turned the conference up. Okay. What I wanted to say was that I don't know if it's clear that FSRN is lost, so I don't know if we would say the possible loss or the potential loss or something like that, because I don't think it's
That's a good point. Potential loss. Thank you. Could you change that wording, Teresa, please? Is that with you?
If we are continuing to discuss this, then I would like to remind John that you missed part of the conversation. And I ask you to speak up as a member of the Finance Committee. And I still feel that this motion is not. What concerns me about it is that rather than saying, "Hey PNB, we want a commitment, you know, for funding Free Speech Radio News." Instead, we're just saying, okay, well, we want Ursula to talk to you. And to me, that just doesn't do the job.
Serene for the stack.
All right. I'd like to explore the possibility of ending this discussion, but Serene, go ahead.
Thanks for your patience.
Well, I actually have a question for Teresa, because I don't know what I'm missing. I don't see that having the conversation with Ursula diminishes the possibility. In fact, in my view, it increases the likelihood that folks will step up on this issue. We can't print money, but we do have to set priorities and we do have to make choices. And how can more information about this aspect of the operation, how can that hurt? I don't understand why you're juxtaposing them as though they're opposites. In my view, they're not.
Heather, can I say something?
Who is that?
Ursula.
Yes, Ursula, go ahead.
I mean, I'm not sure if I should be commenting here or not, but I want to say that actually I feel favorable about what Serene is suggesting, because my experience in this job in the last 10 years is that I have listened to many, many, many PNB meetings where the affiliates program was discussed and listened to one piece of information after another and just didn't have the opportunity to set the record straight. And it's a concern of mine if there's a discussion whether there is enough accurate information. That's just a concern of mine.
All right, thank you. So, again, I'm going to ask if there are any objections to this motion.
I object.
All right. So, would you please call the roll, Teresa?
All right. Chandra? Hopman, Chandra Hopman?
I support it.
So you say yes. John Crumshaw?
Yes.
All right. Attorney says no. Serene Roberts? Serene Roberts can't hear you.
She's saying yes. She said that she might have to go off because her phone was going out, but she said
fine.
That she wanted to make sure that she supports
fine.
It.
Fine. Sean,
yeah.
Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
I guess I can't vote, or can I vote? I'll say.
You can.
Can I vote? I say
decide.
Yes. 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 Thank you.
All right. Dina Colbert?
Yes.
All right. And so this passes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 yes. 1 no.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Thanks, everyone.
So who's going to try to get this on the agenda?
I am.
All right.
My understanding, this is Dina, my understanding of what Teresa was saying was that she also wanted her suggestion as a proposal, which would be to complement what we just voted for. So I would propose that that proposal be put on the table also, that we get a commitment from the PNB based on the discussion that Ursula will have with them on the emergency situation of the news department.
Thank you, Dina.
So thank you, Dina. So, Teresa, do you want to offer a motion?
Yes. I move that the PNB vote to fund FSRN. And solidify their commitment, or I would say the foundation's commitment to continue this program.
All right. Is there a second to the motion?
As it's stated, it's hard to second it, because if there are no funds, telling them they have to fund something isn't going to make it happen. But getting them to prioritize it as a commitment with the intent to pay, I can second. I can't second it as it's stated.
So you're saying that it should read the PNB vote to fund FSRN and...
The intention is to fund.
Well, I
if they don't have the money, Teresa, they can't pay.
Well, we put it in the budget that we're going to fund it. And when we don't have the CPB, we don't look around anywhere else. I'm assuming that John Crumshaw knows this because he's on the Finance Committee. Right, John? John?
I just unmuted. And now I'm here to say yes.
So you know that we have not paid them. And
I don't know.
No.
What I was saying is that, yes, I'm on the Finance Committee. But I think that Heather has also cautioned us that there are certain things that perhaps should not be discussed in open stream.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and
thank you.
And I believe that this information would be part of that.
Thank you. So let's go back to the wording of the motion. Is there any... Teresa, are you willing to change the writing as recommended by Dina, or you want to leave it as is? What do you want to do?
I think it's clear. If we solidify, if the PNB votes that we are solidifying our commitment to continue the program and we move to fund it, then... What we're saying is we're going to find the money. If we can't get it from CPB, we're going to find it somewhere else. I don't think it's ambivalent. I don't think it's unclear. If you still don't appreciate that, Dina, then I'm willing to take some different words. But to me, it's clear that we move, that we vote to fund FSRN and solidify our Pacifica Foundation's commitment to continue the program.
So is there a second to this motion?
Oh, Teresa, I don't think it's clear.
Well, tell me how it makes it clear. I cannot get any, to me, I can't get any clearer than PNB vote to fund it and solidify our commitment to continue the program. So tell me what you want to change.
That the intention is to...
That the PNB intends to fund FSRN?
That its intention is to fund... In other words, it's prioritizing it, and it has that intention.
So you wanted to include the word prioritize. Is that correct, Dina?
Yes.
So, okay. Move that the PNB's intention is to fund FSRN and
prioritize
its priority.
It prioritizes, and its intention is to fund.
Okay, move that the PNB prioritize funding of FSRN and its...
No, it's both, Teresa. It's prioritizing and its intention is to fund.
Its intention is to... Okay. Move that the PNB prioritize funding of FSRN and its intention is to fund FSRN, period?
No.
All right, well...
Let's get some clarity here, everyone.
Well, let me have it one more time.
It's priority and just its priority, not to fund. Just its priority.
PNB, Teresa Allen moves that the PNB
priority,
not a verb, okay,
is to fund, and I mean end intention.
The PNB priority and intention is
PNB's apostrophe S priority.
Okay.
And intention is to fund FSRN,
FSRN.
Free Speech Radio News.